The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, depending on what part of the world you're in. What explosions are going overhead? What missiles, ballistic or cruise? You know, there used to be a game when we used to call when we were kids. We used to have that game that you used to look at different cars, you know, punch buggy, things like that. Under the new regime in the world, under Biden? Well, hey, is that a cruise missile or a ballistic missile? Nope, it's a drone. I'll tell you, if this is the normalcy instead of the chaos that they claimed was under Trump, well, I'm a little disappointed. Because quite frankly, this looks like chaos. If you look up the definition of chaos in the world, it would be Biden's picture next to it with his aviator sunglasses. You know, it's one of those things that you see that you can't believe. So, let me just throw out, I got a short, because our inimitable, infamous station manager, Dave, welcome back. I did a short rhyme time for him, because I know he loves rhyme time. So without any further ado, let's bring you the rhyme time with Bite of Reality and Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. A border must be a border, not total disorder. Where nations meet, their stories unfold, a line etched in the soil, a tale of old. Yet chaos creeps and unity wanes, as we grapple with debts, our now collective chains. We march along the boundary's edge, flags fluttering, promises pledged, but debts accumulate like sands in time, a weight we carry, now an impossible mountain to climb. The irony is that these are invisible walls, composed not of concrete, but our debt, it is to the wall our balls. Concrete walls rise, dividing our hearts, yet it's the invisible barriers that now tear us apart. Numbers and ledgers, the debts unpaid, a ledger now of sorrows, a high balance no longer delayed. The price of progress under Biden, it now seems, the high cost, we've now lost our dreams. We build bridges and tunnels, roads that wind, yet the tolls we pay are more than working we can find. Debt's currency is time, and time we cannot borrow. Trading futures for progress, no longer hoping for a brighter tomorrow. Buyer's remorse, we the people were sold. A time we all will regret now, Biden's still too old. In the shadow of no borders, we think we forged ahead. Ignoring the whispers of debts, the truth still left unsaid. But the universe's ledger keeps tally, inked in regret. A reckoning awaits, a time we won't soon forget. If Biden is sworn back in, America will fall. There is no shining light, the city on the hill no longer stands tall. We need to take note of what I say here. If Biden steals the election, America and liberty shall shed many a tear. The terrorists are here, they're chanting in our streets. We have to make the Trump change. We cannot normalize this disorder. Biden. The standards of America he no longer meets. This was supposed to bring the adults back into the room, but now under Biden instead, chaos, it can only spell doom. There is disorder in our society. It's rapidly breaking down. This is the result when you have in the White House a clown. Gone is civility that we were promised about 3 years ago, and the lies pile up, except in your pocket, you now have no dough. This seems counterintuitive, and I am really confused still. For secret documents he stored in a garage, Biden's not sane enough to be held responsible, but to run the country, the progressive loons think he is the only one possible. This whole situation seems to make no sense. A reality check comes up short. The world is upside down, and the way we were headed, it's time to abort. Turn around now, give America a chance, rework and rebuild the society now. This is where the road forks. The Statue of Liberty should never bow. The world is on fire when America is now lost. I ask you take note of the death toll and what has already been the cost. You hate America? Then just get the yuck out. No one wants you here. You disgusting creatures? These are useful idiots. I now have no doubt. DEI is now time to die. The truth has now been exposed. You can no longer hide in the shadows. We see you now, right under our nose. The AOC squad of lunatics has been exposed. They've lost their cover. The cost of stupid policies now in America. I only wonder if we will ever recover. Iran attacked Israel. 350 missiles and drones they sent. Now Israel must send them a clear message. They must make it hell-bent. Things can't go more wrong when America doesn't lead. If there are no consequences for an attack, more Israelis will bleed. We need a strong leader or America will fail. Someone who can't find their way off a stage, a disaster on a historical scale. Trump and Biden now head-to-head. We the people can't be more scared. We lost the fight for democracy if Trump's not elected. Biden's true intentions now bared. We have to try and keep fighting if you think this country is worth saving. You're right. I'll be at the head of this. Me, doing the American flag waving. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. So this week was another impossible to follow week. And then some of you know last week it was a recording. It wasn't really me. I was out. I was out enjoying the American healthcare system. And something really, really needs to change in this country. And it's not something I really wanted to talk about today, but I think I have to jump into this because it was bugging me. You know, I prep a lot during the week for the show. I spend a lot of time putting it together. I know a lot of you don't see it or hear it, but that's okay. But the American healthcare system, a most interesting system. It's the only place that you can get insurance and pay big bucks. As much as what I'm paying is almost $1,000 a month for coverage that doesn't cover things. And I'm trying to think. I went to go, you know, if you went to go buy a car and you put down the money and then the money isn't for the car, I'm wondering what am I getting if I'm not getting the car when I put the money down? That I'd figure out, right? However, we all pay and pay and pay for health insurance, but yet some guy in an office can make a decision on your health care and my health care, personally last week, as to what's covered and what's not. Oh, well, if you don't go where we tell you, and the idiot who we tell you to go to, you know what they call the guy who graduates last in med school? Doctor. But if you don't go see the guy I tell you to go to, okay, we're not paying for it. Or we're not paying enough. Or it'll go towards your deductible. Remember that? Your deductible. Oh, you have a copay and a deductible. Oh, that's right. So what does my $12,000 a year cover? It covers very little, in fact. Right? So you're going to pay $12,000 for the next 30 years of your life per year. And then maybe when you need your health care, they might cover something. It is the most bizarre system. But what are we working on? What are we working on in Congress and the Senate? Well, that's a great question. Did someone forget to mention that the Senate and the Congress works for the American people? Or somehow under the Biden administration, and it's been most of the others. And I got to tell you, I have seen things in the system, the judicial system this time around, that I never in 35 years ever thought would be a lifetime changing event. I cannot see things like this ever occurring. When I worked in the court system, when I was practicing, I still am practicing, but some day I'll get it right if I keep practicing, I guess. But these things that are going on right now in the criminal justice system and in our civil system are so skewed and so hell-bent on destroying justice and democracy. The firmest pillar of democracy is an objective justice system. When you lose that, folks, when you start going after your opposition through lawfare, you lose your country. And we've lost our country. And I wonder if you guys see it, because I see it. I see it every day. And I'm wondering, when you go to a court system and you make a claim, you expect that claim to be fairly judicially overseen. And you know what? If somebody sues you and they don't have a claim, well, the judge is supposed to step up and a time-honored tradition and say, you don't have a claim here, and throw the case out. But somehow or another, somewhere along the lines, the media has convinced the other side, the blue people, as we like to call them, the left progressive, right? The left progressives. We have convinced the left progressive that Donald Trump is the new H-I-T-L-E-R. Spell it out, folks. So we have decided that one man and half the country are terrorists. But then we let terrorists into the country. So I'm going to finish that up in a second, because I just wanted to jump back in. Something just crossed my desk a few minutes ago. And I'm going to talk about the Israeli attack last night, or I should say retaliation upon Iran. Now, for those of you under a rock, last week, 350 ballistic cruise and drones, 350 of them were launched at Israel by Iran. The first time Iran has directly attacked Israel. And the world was okay with that, right? The world said, well, you know, what can happen? We got all the rockets. Take the win. You know, we got most of the rockets. Well, except for the girl who's in critical condition. The 7-year-old, I believe she is. Yeah, except for her. But that's only one casualty, right? That's okay. But what did they do? So now, they said that we're going to retaliate, and the world is now condemning Israel. They want Israel to stand down. Imagine telling America to stand down after 9/11. You know what we would have said? Yeah, exactly. So I heard this morning was a press conference from Anthony Blinken, from Capri, Italy, this morning, the G7 guys, you know, those guys. Every time I hear this guy, I have less and less confidence in America and its foreign policy. It just seems like what I used to call the idealistic lecture by a college professor that has no implications in the real world, no application, and they have no understanding of the real world. It's akin to the UN and its uselessness. It's a clear, once again, confirmation that the Biden and its administration has no clue, no policies for dealing with the real world, and the aggression that occurs in it. You know, Biden and the genius bar just don't understand that when Iran has hundreds of billions of dollars from its oil sales that we let happen, that they will fund terrorist acts all around the world. That's right. And how do I know this? Because it happens. And it's been happening for years. So there they are, continue to be the largest sponsor of terrorist activity across the globe. And what have we done? Until you shut down Iran's oil production and the billions of dollars a day that they're making. And we, let me tell you something, they're flush with cash now. When Trump left office, they were broke. Folks, they were broke. Now under Biden, they have hundreds of billions of dollars. Why? Because we cut our oil production. We funded Russia. Now the oil prices went up, so Russia's happy. They're able to go into Ukraine, because unless they were going into Ukraine with pea shooters and slingshots, they didn't have the funds to do it because oil prices were too low. How do you think Russia and Iran get funded, folks? Selling oil and gas. Bingo. But the Biden administration hasn't figured that out. So why did we give them tens of billions of dollars? That, my friends, is a great question. That's above my pay grade, because I don't have an answer to that. And I must tell you, there's a quick note, that stupid, ridiculous sham trial that's going on in New York against Donald Trump. It's just a continuation of what I was saying. It happens we are less than a banana republic now. When you're below a banana republic, when you cannot beat the opposition with any ideas, nor at the ballot box, you must use a corrupt judicial system to take them out. That is exactly what's being done in New York. It is the most absurd, blatant abuse and misuse of the judicial system, including the imposition, which I'm baffled by, of a unilateral gag order on a President Trump, the leading candidate for president in this country. I'm completely baffled. I don't even know what to say. This is a complete embarrassment. It's a proof of the corruption in the judicial sphere. We took the premier judicial system on the planet and turned it into a farce. And take it from me, I practiced for 35 years in the system, and it's been pretty objective and pretty damn good. And I have never seen such a blatant and absurd, quite frankly, a kangaroo court in my entire life. I was embarrassed by what's going on in New York. From Letitia James and what she did, to the E.J. Carroll resurrecting a 30-year stupid claim that from 30 years ago, she didn't even know when and where she knew where it happened, she said, but she didn't know what date. She didn't even know the year. Are we kidding ourselves? Come on, folks. But that didn't matter in New York, right? So why did half the jurors, when they brought in like 100 jurors, I think it was 96 to be exact, they brought them in and they said, can you be fair? And everyone, half of them raised their hands. Wow. That is astronomically ridiculous. Right there, it should tell you that there's a problem in Manhattan. You are not going to get a fair trial if you're Donald Trump. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's beyond absurd. It's an abuse of the system. And I got to tell you, it's not the system. I don't really care. Okay? Because the system, if it fails, it fails. But it seems to me, quite frankly, the kangaroo court, the worst I've ever seen in my life, that it's allowed to go on. That's the problem. That is what the problem is right there. Because it's not just one guy, not one judge, not one rogue prosecutor who doesn't want to get criminals. He wants to get Trump. It's the system that's allowing it to go on. And that's the problem. And now you're seeing it. You're seeing it in full bloom. So let me guess. So it seems to be the level of chaos. And to me, it's my personal opinion. The level of chaos that they claimed under Donald Trump is not, it's not even close to the chaos under Joe Biden. The chaos under Joe Biden is 1,000% more brutal than it was ever under Donald Trump. And 90% of it under Donald Trump was claimed by the lamestream media and the fake news. And that's why they got that name, fake news. That's right. The American people, you guys better wake up. We can no longer afford to be the dumbest country in the world when it comes to picking a leader. And leaders in this country, quite frankly, and I use that term loosely, are afraid to actually be leaders. And that's a sad state of affairs. To make the hard decisions, to make the necessary decisions that don't appease everyone other than we, the right or the left or anywhere else, but we have lost our sense of right and wrong. We've lost our direction and travel in a straight line in a circle. Going around and around, achieving nothing, except we look like we're doing something, don't we? Just seems like all the forces of the hate in America are funding the useful idiots in America. We have a lost generation here. To the inside, it's the violence inside our streets. It's the violence and chaos on our streets. To pin each other, they pinned us up against each other. So that we're not paying attention to what they're destroying and what they're doing to this country. There's a radicalization. This is a product of the radical education system that we have left to fester in this country. And why are we surprised when they turn around and they hate the United States? The same place that gave them every single opportunity to be a part of society, and they hate the society they are in. I'll give you an example of the imbeciles that you have protesting in favor of Hamas. A terrorist organization, by the way. You had a guy look like a fruity little markings on his body and earrings and some pointy nails, different colors. Unless he suddenly grows wings, if he went back to an Islamic country, back to the country where he's claiming to be for Hamas, guess what they'd do? They'd teach him to fly right off a building. And unless he sprouted wings, he'd be a stain on the pavement because they don't put up with that. They don't allow that in their country, the country that you're claiming to boost, the country that you're claiming to back. Are you kidding me? This is the useful idiot in America today, the nincompoops. Zero capacity to understand what they're actually saying and standing in favor of. Because quite frankly, the universities are wasting our time. They have taken what could be brilliant students, and instead of turning them into leaders, they've turned them into useful idiots. And that's what they wanted. Here's the major problem. A major problem in this country right now is that people in leadership in our universities are really not leaders. They're nothing but paper and invisible, useless figureheads, having zero capability to actually take a stand for something. That's right. The right and moral stand. So why don't they do that? Well, because we're in the cancel culture. It started and it's continuing. The problem is the cancel culture will eventually eat itself. And it's doing it now. So they really discussed if they're the future leaders, if they're the future leaders of this country, quite frankly, in these quote unquote elite schools, then America, my friends, is doomed. It's doomed by its own hand because we did it to ourselves. Why? I don't know. Because we thought that it was an open society. When you open a society to radicals, you destroy the society. And that's what we're doing right now. We are not recognizing the dire consequences. We are not. We don't see it. I don't know why we don't see it. We're just going to become a nation of pathetic wimps. No doubt, a diversity and equity celebration where lethality is required for our military, but yet we're dancing in the streets. Well, good luck with that, folks. I'll be long gone. But I'll tell you, my kids won't, and that's what I'm concerned about. So this week, once again, ignoring the Supreme Court in Biden fashion, he continued his sneaky giveaways. Actually, it was last week. He continued his sneaky giveaways, his complete destruction of the middle class. That's right. Now, here's the thing that I want to know, and somebody has to help me here. And if you know the answer, please, there's got to be some brilliant legal minds out there, right? Like mine. Why is it okay to give someone forgiveness? And by the way, it's not forgiveness. It's shifting the debt of someone who went to college onto the person who's a taxpayer. Now, I gave up everything to put my kids through college. I didn't buy a new car. I didn't go on lavish vacations. I didn't go on any vacations. I paid for my kids' college because that was my duty. I had them. I didn't want someone else to take care of them. They're my responsibility. But we gave it away. So I gave all my money to the universities that can charge outrageous prices for what they're actually giving to the students. And those prices keep going up and up. Why? Because our government funds it. If you keep giving rebates, you think they're going to lower the price? No. They're going to keep that price higher and higher. So what do? So we sent them to college. I paid for it. And now I got to go pay for someone else's? Well, guess what? I think we need to sue the American government for those of us who paid for our kids' college without taking out loans. I think we need to sue the government for the price that we deserve back. How is it that someone who took out loans, who took a degree in knitting or a degree in diversity and equity, that's going to get you nothing? Although these days it pays a six-figure salary, so I can't say that. But you're talking about dumb degrees sometimes. If your degree isn't getting you anything in return, why get it? Because you want 4 years of fun and games? That's not a reason. This is what's destroying America right now. We're destroying it from the inside out. You know, and you have things like the governor of New York wants to do away with single-family homes and put up commercial buildings and multi-tenant families in single-family neighborhoods. That's great. You know, I don't live up on the North Shore in a multi-million dollar house. Why? Because I can't afford the damn thing. You know what? I'm not asking for that. I went out and I bought a house. And I worked. And I paid a mortgage. Nobody gave it. Nobody gave it to me. So when you say that, when you talk to me about that, okay, this is years of failed policies coming to roost. You know, and I've got to tell you, I was talking about the Israeli and Iranian crisis. Now, you know what? It's really a Biden crisis, and I'll tell you why. You are about to face with the Middle East when you let an Iranian dictatorship become out of control without any consequences for their actions. Iran threatened America. It's threatening to attack our homeland. Wake up, America. Without a strong leader in the White House, we are destined to be at war. And guess what? We're at two wars right now, and probably on our way to a third. And why? Well, there was an interesting fact during the Donald Trump regime, as they like to call it, the killer of democracy. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe democracy needed to be straightened out because it was out of control. Because the government doesn't control the people. You work for us. We don't work for you. But it doesn't seem like that, does it? Our recruitment rates in our military are down 30, 40% under Biden. Why? We're at the precipice of destruction, folks. We need to wake up as voters of America and get our country back. We got to put it right back on the right path. We are an intelligent being. Why are we acting like this? Why are we letting them do this? This is incredible. I mean, Biden, you know what happened? You know why Iran attacked Israel? I'll tell you right now. Because Biden did a 180 and backed away from Israel. As soon as he started to back away and pull his support away from Israel because of Hamas. You know, if Biden would have shut his face, gone and looked through his secret documents in his garage and left everything alone, Israel would have taken care of business in a matter of probably months. But because they got to play games over there and not, oh, can't injure the civilians. Listen, you either point to where the bad guys are or we're going with you. They're going, nobody said on October 7th that there wasn't a ceasefire on October 6th. It wasn't Israel's fault. They didn't attack them. But what did they do? They said, well, not anymore. There's a certain point when somebody keeps hitting you where you're going to hit them back. And if you don't, this is an absurd concept. Let them keep hitting you. That's just dumb. And when you got morons and you got treasonous little people in our government like Presley, Bowman, Omar, AOC, the rest of the idiot squad, why? Because we put them there. Why? How did they get into Congress? How did they get there? Guess why? Because we let them there. Because we took people from foreign countries and dumped them in a particular area. And guess what? They didn't assimilate. You know, everybody keeps telling me this country was founded on immigration. Legal immigration, folks. Legal. Big difference. And why was it founded on legal immigration? Because people came to assimilate into America, not to become tribals, their own little tribes where nothing was different. And then they live in their own little world like they do in London now. There are places where people can't, the police can't even go because the society in that particular area is so radicalized. You know, listen, it's the bottom line is that we have to straighten out. So October 7th, 1,200 people were killed. All right, what did we do? Did we say, go get them? No. We said, oh, don't go back. Don't hit them. Just like we did all of the time. All the time. So I'm going to jump back in to the Virginia Democratic Senator and some other stuff when we get back. So we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Stand by. We'll see you on the other side.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. Welcome to Bite of Reality, the second half. Dun, 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 dun. The score is Biden 0, Trump 1. And the second half now, the kickoff. We're going to receive the ball. I'm telling you, America's receiving the ball, all right. You know, I don't understand why certain things here. We have Senator Tim Kaine I was talking about. So Wall Street Journal reports that Virginia Senator Democrat Tim Kaine wants the White House to withhold bombs and other offensive weapons that can kill and wound civilians. Think about that for a second. This guy is a senator, and he believes that weapons can tell the difference between civilians and military. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And what is an offensive weapon? Is it a smelly bomb? Is it a stupid senator? I don't know. You know, I look at it this way. Until we put intelligent people in the Congress and the Senate, we're going to get dumb results. And that's what's going on right now. Dumb results. You know, and the statute Nancy Pelosi and 55 other House Democrats also demand that the White House cut off weapons to Israel. Isn't that amazing? Even while Hamas has continued to fire on them, Iran fires on them. And, you know, what do we got? We got 5 American hostages, 85 others, maybe even 139 hostages. Have we forgotten that there are hostages? Where is the leadership in the country, in the world? What is going on here? You do need Trump back in, and I hate to tell you that. I know the left is going to be crying in their soup again. But you know what? If this rabid dog, the Hamas, is allowed to continue, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to reconstitute. It's like mold. If you don't kill it entirely, it comes back. This garbage, these people who are pushing for demilitarizing Israel, do they understand the neighborhood that they live in? And I've got to tell you something. You know what? Go send Rashida Tlaib over there with her little gay flag, her gay pride flag. Go ahead. And I don't even know if that's what you're supposed to call it. I don't really care. You do what you want. I'll do what I want. As long as you don't interfere with my life. And this is the problem. They interfere with everybody's life. You know, I got to tell you, when you can't stand there and you can't tell me on film, on TV, on radio, that people chanting death to America is offensive to you, I'm sorry. You're an imbecile and I don't belong, or you don't belong in Congress or the Senate. You know, it's incredibly stupid. We should allow people who want to destroy America, literally call for the death to America and threatening the USA not to be arrested, not to be charged with terrorist acts, not to be charged with treason, but we chased around parents who were at school board meetings because of the curriculum that they were trying to put little porn curriculum on little kids. This is some weird and wacky time in the United States, and this is getting real serious. They're going to be lining up to attack us on our home soil because not only have we let in 10.5 million, that's not enough, right? Unvetted individuals from all over the world. But now we're even flying them in on the Biden dime. This is the most freaking stupid system of government I've ever seen. And I don't know what to change. I don't know how it's going to change. You need to clean house. When I said you, I said me and you, we the people. We need to clean house here. The Biden administration makes the Carter administration look like the genius bar. What are we doing here? You know, we have to get to the bottom of this. And then yesterday on television, I saw somebody yelling, "We are Hamas." I'm sorry, where's the DOJ? They were all over January 6th like they were all carrying pipe bombs. But people are standing in the streets going, "We are Hamas," and that's okay. So they all got, yeah. So at Columbia, I'll get that to you now. I wanted to get to that later, but we'll get to it now. So here we have now in Columbia University, and apparently all over the country, we now have the Iranians-backed Hamas group, the quote-unquote pro-Palestine group. Yeah, yelling, "Hamas, we are Hamas." Do these useful idiots in our universities understand that Hamas is a terrorist organization? Now, if I walked up to the White House and said, "I am ISIS," I'd be arrested in 5 seconds. But somehow or another, when it occurs on the left, We don't care. It's okay. They're just misunderstood. They're misdirected. You know, let them just protest. Wait, what did they say when they were burning down the cities? Let them blow off some steam. You know what? Let's not blow off steam. Let's have them arrested and let them sit in jail. Oh, there you go. They don't want to prosecute the real... Listen, it's the same thing. DOJ doesn't want to prosecute real dangers to America. This is domestic terrorists, people. This is domestic terrorists. When you're standing there in front of a microphone yelling death to America, like in Chicago, or you tie yourselves and chain yourselves up on a bridge and imprison other people on a bridge for 5.5 hours in San Francisco on the Golden Gate Bridge, and you do that over here, and you do it in Chicago, and you block people from going to the airport, why are those people not on the federal indictment? Okay? We need to act in Congress. Right now you have Congress, right? You have a law, right? Pass a law. Okay? Here's the law I'd pass. This would stop this in 5 minutes. But you see, you guys who you think you're all brilliant are dumb. Bunch of dumbasses, spineless fools in our Congress and our Senate. And not one of them is doing the people's business. Both sides are stupid. They're useless. So here's what I propose. This is my control. Okay? You protest on a federally funded or state funded highway, which is going to be all of them. Okay? You protest and block that roadway. You have now earned yourself a minimum 2 year jail time imprisonment. Minimum 2 years and $100,000 fine. Okay? Let George Soros start paying that for you. Let him start paying that for you. And maybe he can serve the 2 years for you. No, minimum, not probation, not let out an hour later. 2 years, minimum incarceration, pre-judgment incarceration, because clearly you did it. You're there. We got you. You're done. Okay? It's on video. There's no question. It's not like we need to have a real trial because it's on video. I'd get up, play the video, and sit down. There you go. You're chained on the bridge. You blocked the highway illegally. You were asked to move. You refused. Done. Thank you very much. I'd sit down. The prosecution rests. Bingo. You're gone for 2 years. Good luck with that. Put that on your resume next to your college degree. And $100,000 fine. And then second offense, 3 years. And $250,000 fine. Yeah, good luck. You want that to stop, make the penalty. Make it a penalty. Okay, the stupidity of this is they're out in an hour, they're back on the streets. So what are you doing? The cops, who's paying for the cops? And I would also, as part of that bill, by the way, not only the 2 years jail time, the $100,000 fine, but any and all costs associated with the police, first responders, okay, loss of tolls, all of that gets tacked on as restitution. You want to stop this? No, you don't want to stop it. Yeah, you can protest. Listen, we had the big protests in Nassau County. You know how long they lasted? They last forever. Who cares, right? Because what happened? Nassau County said, you tried to block the streets, you step off the sidewalk, you can protest all you want on the sidewalk. Have a blast. Stay there for a month, 2 months, years. Who cares? Step off in the street, you'll be arrested. And they were announced, and they gave them that information. And guess what? Bunch of them said, yeah, okay, we care. All right? And what happened? They stepped off the street. And they got arrested. They got knocked down to the ground, taken in handcuffs, and arrested. Nassau County doesn't fool around. You got to give them credit. We have an actual police force that the people back because we don't want crime here. We like it safe. Yeah, if you like crime, go to Chicago. Enjoy it. Have fun. Have some more illegals, in fact. Let me ship you some illegals. But I got to look at it and I say, when they stepped off the curb, they got arrested. And the first 5-10 people did that, they were all arrested. And guess what happened? Miraculously, everybody got back on the sidewalk. Why? Because there was a consequence to your stupid actions. When you have consequences to actions, you have a problem. What's the problem? You're not going to do it again. Why? Because it has consequences. So I briefly want to touch on the Don Quixote and the Joe Biden incident. A lot in common, Don Quixote. They're both jousting at windmills. So once again, up in the fantastic fishing ground off the shore of Maine, the Biden administration is trying to plug in some stupid offshore windmills right in the middle of the fishing grounds that the local economy depends on. not only for economically, but for providing food for the United States. Let's not even talk about the disgusting fact that this is going to destroy the migration pathways of many endangered species, including our joyous whales that travel the globe. Okay? This is the imbecilic nature of the Department of the Interior to come up with and follow some stupid asinine concept of putting windmills in the middle of the ocean. This is the insanity. We went through this before off the shore of Long Island, and guess what? They finally said, okay, no, that's a dumb idea, isn't it? So they stopped the stupid plan to do the windmill garbage off the coast. But you know what? I understand. You want an alternative source of energy. That's great. Keep developing it. But you don't throw out, remember my grandmother and grandfather used to say, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Okay? You don't throw out dirty water till you have clean. But we're not doing that. We're stopping everything. And when you stop production of our joyous oil and our gas, you put Europe in a bind and you put Russia in the money and Iran. They're all singing, we're in the money. So let's get, we're getting towards the end of the show here. I want to cover a lot of stuff here. It's 2 weeks worth of stuff. So the inflation out of control again, blatantly clueless Biden administration runs into another sticky number. Do you remember the transient inflation? Well, they lied on that one again. Oh, it's up to 3.5%. And really, if you look at the core inflation, it's 3.8%. But guess, the Democrats can't use the term transient anymore. The only thing that's transient is the money that's in your wallet because it keeps going out at a higher rate than it goes in. You know what I found? Is a gentleman who spoke about when he made $8 an hour instead of now $15 an hour. And he was able to buy more things at the supermarket and more things at any store for his family, then he's better off at $8 in his pocket per hour. And then he's making $15, and he finally got the message. You can make the minimum wage $50. But if that loaf of bread that was $2 is now $12, your $50 doesn't go that far, does it? Yeah, keep making it. It sounds great on paper. Yeah, we're going to make it $50 an hour. Great. But it doesn't work, folks. Because why? Because it's the incredible government. We the people, we got to stop trusting this government because they're lying to us every single day. And the media is just a megaphone for the lies. It's blatant lies. It's not even close to non-blatant lies. This is ridiculous. Every day. So under Biden, it was up at 9%. Now it's 3.8 still. Still. And I bet that number is adjusted up. They seem to somehow come out nice and soft, and in the dark of night, they raise the number back up again. But that's okay. The DNC will continue to lie to you, and the media will follow right along. It's a blatant, out-of-touch, bad government. That's what this is. We have to disinfect the government. It's the left, crazy, anti-American wing of the Democratic Party that's running the show. And it's insane. I don't know why we're doing this. But we have another disaster. The pathetic policies of Biden. So here's we go. This week, John Kirby, the liar in chief, he recognized that it was only 300 missiles and drones launched. It was, in fact, half of them either blew up on takeoff or simply failed to launch. So what does John Kirby do right away? He comes out and goes, does he say they never should have done that? It's abhorrent. We object to it. We find it blatantly a violation of international law. No. What does he do? He says, America will not take part in any response and wants Israel to stand down. It's simply continued idiocy and a lack of correct policy on our foreign affairs. Give Iran an inch, folks, and they'll take the whole arm. But we don't get that yet because we didn't get that. We don't get the concept of deterrence. It's too sophisticated for the Biden and the genius bar. And the teleprompter, it got stuck on the word don't. And that was it. That didn't work. That didn't work in Russia. Didn't work in Iran. I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? We're listening to this idiot? No. No. What flavor ice cream is the only thing I think we want to know from him? But why does it appear that each and every time that something happens, that this administration is a day late and a dollar short? I don't get it. This is now, I want to jump into the New York, because I know it's all over the news. MSNBC is having a wig out party. So the Crush Trump Money Matter in New York. Take an unknown, undisclosed federal felony and try and bootstrap that onto an expired statute of limitations misdemeanor from 8 years ago, or in reality, what I like to call it, the resurrection of the dead buried issues. Take that. Yeah, a non-disclosure agreement and a payment for it goes on every day. And why don't we talk about the $300 million slush fund for the sexual assault and accusations against our senators and against our congressmen and women? Why don't we discuss that while we're working on Trump? Because if what he did is illegal, then I think half of Washington is in trouble. Seems apparent that New York hasn't heard about it yet. It's called the rule of law. It involves democracy. I know it's a tough place to be. But this is what I'm trying to understand. So Bragg brings a case where he's going to argue using the star witness, the convicted serial liar, Michael Cohen, who a judge a couple of weeks ago called the serial liar, also federal judge, I think it was, okay, that he wrote it off as a legal expense, and somehow or another that's a crime. But the jackasses in New York, when you kill someone or you assault someone, assault the police officer, will let you right out, no problem. And you'll get your case heard in about 4 or 5 years. But this was necessary. This case needed to be brought further. This needed to be brought right away. Because why? Because November 5th is the deadline. Why? Why is it the deadline? Well, because it's election time. If we can tar and feather him enough, he's done, right? Well, it doesn't seem that. Gee, the American people are beginning to figure it out. So when we looked at the jurors, and I was talking about that at the top of the show, this is a bizarre case. Hillary Clinton and her attorney were just fined for using payoffs for the Steele dossier. Is she under indictment in New York? Because she claimed them as legal expenses. Is she under indictment? And she used campaign funds, didn't she? Trump used his own personal funds, apparently. Nothing about campaign funds. But every idiot who came out of that jury box thought, because of the fake media, that it was campaign funds that he used to do it. Guess what? You're wrong. You're wrong. And here's the biggest one, okay? To find an impartial jury in Manhattan, and I think George Washington law professor Jonathan Turley was quoted in saying, it would be easier to find a stray wandering manatee in Manhattan than a Trump supporter for the jury. I think that pretty much says it all. That pretty much tells you where we're at. Clearly, this is an absurd abuse of the legal system. And they moved for a motion to put it into Staten Island, which is kind of more of a mixed borough. It's a red and blue. It's kind of a purple borough. But no. Bragg didn't want it there because then he'd actually have to prove a case. But these DAs like Bragg, funded by Soros, when are we going to wake up? Pay attention, folks. This is your country that they're destroying. Wake up. They don't take him out before the election. They have realized that they're going to lose. So they got to take him out. And here's the other thing. Since when is there a unilateral gag order ever issued in a case? I'm unaware of any other case that's ever been done like this. That everybody else can talk about him and disparage him, but he can't fight back. Michael Cohen's all over the news media, CNN, all over the dumps, all over those dump medias, but yet Donald Trump can't say anything back. That's an amazing concept to me. First of all, forget about the First Amendment. We've already thrown that out the wall. That's just, it's gone. You know, next they're going to crumple up the Constitution. They're working on that. You know, don't forget, they want your Second Amendment gone too. And that's coming up too. But in 3.5 years, we've become the embarrassment of the world. We've destroyed our democracy. We were the shining star on the hill. It's been extinguished now. I've been warning this. I've been telling you guys this. But only a few have listened. We've slammed this country to the ground, stomped all over the Constitution, burnt the flag, and then served up billions of cash to the Iranians, China, and Russia. We have become the United States of useful idiots. The prevalence of the new and improved American idiot. The term useful idiot actually refers to a person who is perceived as propagandizing for a cause, without fully comprehending the cause's goal. Such individuals are cynically being used by the leaders of that cause. Essentially, they are unwittingly advancing a political agenda or cause due to their naivety or credibility. I was sick last week. The term has historical origins, and it has been used as described those who unintentionally aid a movement or ideology without realizing the true intentions behind it. Welcome to the United States of Useful Idiots. Look around. Tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. Email me. Tell me I'm wrong. Contact me. I'd love to hear from the other side. So this week, the other one is the A-15 Action Terrorist Group, the Act Blue. They coordinated the domestic terrorist activities I was talking about on the bridges before. But quite simply, make it a federal felony. You can't block state or highways. That's it. Done. Finished. Minimum 2 years, $100,000 fine. Second offense, 3 years, $250,000 fine. No discretion by the judge. It's a minimum. Just like the stupid no bail laws in New York, the imbeciles put into effect. How's that working out, huh? Recidivism only 67% now. What are we going for, 80? You know, it is amazing where they can have an unlimited investigation and amount of agents working on January 6th where only a bunch of knuckleheads got there. And yeah, the guys who broke in, they should be going to jail. And they should be going to jail for a good stretch. But the people who walked around in there, are you kidding me? They're putting them in jail. They're putting grandmas in jail for 2 years. And you know why they didn't want us to see the videos? Because they weren't rattling the building. They were walking between the little felt lines like in the movie theater. They had no business to be in there, I agree. But they were not violent. So, you know what? The useful idiots in America, they just keep it coming. You know, you ask any of these bloviating imbeciles what from the river to the sea means. Ask them what sea and what river. See what answer you get. You know what? I've asked a few people and they're like, I don't know. Well, why are you yelling that then? Well, exactly. If we have a breakdown of the society, we have 0% chance of maintaining the country. And maybe that's what they want. So then I was talking about Columbia University earlier, and I heard the president, Manoush Shafiq. I really don't care if I call her name or not name, but the so-called elite university of Columbia, okay, sounded like someone with hypoxia just a moment before experiencing brain death. She stuttered, she mumbled, she couldn't answer simple questions like, is chanting from the river to the sea calling for genocide of the Jews against Columbia University Code of Conduct? She couldn't answer that. She couldn't answer that. She followed the Harvard idiot. Okay, I'm not sure. It depends on the circumstance. There is no circumstance where that's acceptable. It's another glowing example of the idiots and dolts in charge of the golden universities, the elites, the lower the IQ of education. If you have an idiot population, they're easier to control, quite frankly. This is the embarrassment to the leadership concept. If you're a leader, then stop acting like the village idiot. It is abundantly clear that her spine was removed when they lobotomized her. It was sad. But you know what? The people of Columbia was like, hey, great idea, great job. Yeah, really good, really good. So here's the question again, and I'm always asked this question, the radical right. Well, I'm pretty sure that the billions of dollars of damage to cities were caused by the radical left, unless I got my right and my left hand wrong. But I'm pretty sure I didn't. But this judicial system, it's broken. It's broken, it's defective. It no longer even tries to hide the lack of honor and integrity that it has. It's a complete sham and a disgrace. But the tyranny of justice is actually on full display in New York City. And that's something to take note of, because they're not even hiding it anymore. Judge Chiron, he's an absolute blatant stain on the concept of justice. He's disregarded in every sense of the word his duty to me to be an objective judge. And again, it's reporting. I'm not in the courtroom, so I can't tell you the fact. But the standard of a judge to be recused is the mere appearance of an impropriety. So this concept of him and his daughter with the Biden administration and the Democratic Party, it's so far beyond that that this is an insanity. And by the way, why wasn't he randomly chosen? He was appointed the case. That's interesting. One, this could only take place in New York. The state has a confirmed kill of justice. That's pretty much where we're at. So, once again, the Republicans wasted a bunch of time this week. The articles of impeachment might as well have been articles of incorporation for the stupid company, the Republicans, bunch of imbeciles. They were dismissed out of pocket by Chuck Schumer without even having a trial. The first time in American history. And what were the repercussions? Nothing. Zero. Because that's the Democratic playbook. So once again, the pathetic, spineless Republicans were outmaneuvered by the Democratic machine that is literally piece by piece tearing this country apart. I keep saying it, but I'm completely convinced that this country and democracy is dead. Democracy has died. No, it wasn't Donald Trump. It was Joe Biden and the Democrats. They're a bunch of pathetic, sniveling, effective, anti-American traitors to this country and its founders. Any chance that America comes out of this is gone. This is the destruction that will go down in the annals of history. Just like Abraham Lincoln, he predicted it. Nothing could destroy America except from within its own shores. Open up the borders. Anyone who works, tax them till they're broke. Anyone who doesn't, give them everything for free. Pile in hundreds of millions of people into the country without vetting them and without any concept of the American culture, and you have tyranny. And I have to mention the NPR right before we close here. Uri Berliner, for those of you, again, living under the rock, they have to mention they redefine national public radio broadcasting to narcissistic, progressive, radicalization broadcasting. They took a guy who came out and said, you know, our complete editorial board is all radicals. And guess what? They suspended him, and then he resigned. Why? He resigned because he had to go. Because you can only have one brain in the Uniparty. And that's it. And let me point something out, by the way, at the end of the show here we're coming to. We have Senator Catherine Cara Mastro, who said, oh, there's no problem with people coming in. Not at all. Well, guess what? Why don't you tell your senior staff advisor, Kurt Engelhardt? Oh, wait, he's dead. He just got killed in a car crash by a harmless, undocumented shopper, better known as the Biden fly-in from Venezuela, Elmer Rueda Leonardis, who killed Kurt in a two-car crash. Maybe she could go tell his kids, don't worry, there's nothing wrong with the border. It's perfectly fine. And the border's sealed. And the Easter Bunny is real. Well, Joe Biden knows that. Well, it's been fun this week. A little bit of disorientedness from the country, but in a disoriented country, it's okay. We're still here. And maybe next week we will be too. But who knows? Biden's still in charge. But use your brains. Do your research. Don't listen to the idiots on the lamestream media. Listen to Bite of Reality. And if you don't, the consequences are yours. And you will suffer those consequences. That's called reality, folks. Well, it's been great. Thank you very much for listening. You're listening to Mark the Shark from New York with Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. Have a great week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.